Doesn't affect
world's
you
on fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Crazy times, huh? Crazy, crazy times. Appreciate all of you getting up here this morning. I got an ominous feeling. I had an ominous night's sleep. I woke up about, I hate to tell you this, 3:33 last night. I couldn't go back to sleep. Been up for quite a while because the Lord's ruminating something in me. I think we are in the midst of, on the verge of, hey, I'm not a prophet or a son of a prophet. I'm not giving you a prophecy here. Something's happening. Something unbelievable is happening. And we're right in the midst of it. And I really believe that for the most part, the American church has no idea. Have no one. Well, let me back up a little second. Yes, they do have an idea. And that idea is, and I hate to, you know, hate to dive into theology. For the most part, the church thinks that things are going to get worse and then we'll be raptured out of here. And maybe that's true. But my from where I live in my life, things are getting worse, and I'm going to do what I can. If there's a rapture, it's not going to impact me, but it's going to affect my children and my grandchildren. And I look at what's going on, friends. If you don't understand, they're probably. What do you think the odds are or were that a hurricane of that magnitude would hit clear up and through Tennessee? What do you think the odds of that are? You ever heard of weather wars? You understand what's going on? Hey, Ray LeBlanc, clear up in Wisconsin. You're safe up in Wisconsin. what a perfect opportunity now. Those poor people down in Tennessee and North Carolina and Georgia, why, they can't get to the ballots. Let's mail out the ballots to them. Because you see what happened to their homes? It's all just, friends, it's just all just another ploy. And you wouldn't have to do a whole lot of work. You can let people call you conspiracy theorists if you want to. Just do some Google research on weather manipulation and see exactly what happened. Why in the history of the Americas nothing like this ever happened to where they would have, well, pulled up there, Spencer. Where is it? You say, Coach, what do you want me to pull up there? The rain totals. Pull up the rain totals. I think I sent it, and yeah, I sent it to you, didn't I? Sent it to me. Rainfall in North Carolina. In a storm, Waynesville got 11 inches. Mount Mitchell got 11.2. Highlands got 14 inches of rain. Grand Mountain got 15 and a half inches. Candler got 16 inches. Mountain Home got 17 inches. Davidson River got 18. Hendersonville, which isn't far from Clay, got 22 inches of rain. Spruce Pine got 24 inches of rain. And Busick, don't even know where that is, 30 inches of rain. Now, you tell me that is normal, friends. In all the history of the world, we've never seen anything like that. And I don't need to throw up there a bunch of videos and show you the videos and of campers floating down river, bridges being washed out. Do you have any, we have entire river towns who are disappeared. They are gone. Oh, gone. Gone. Right into MAGA country. Funny, huh? Funny. And did I see this? Somebody can help me out here. Is there another hurricane brewing? Is there another hurricane brewing? And what I want to understand, if they can direct these weather things, why don't they direct them back out to sea? Why don't they do that? No. They don't. No. See, look, folks. Man, oh, man. What a time to be alive. And I have such an ominous urgency over me today to try to get you to understand the seriousness of the times in which we live. I'm going to confess to you all right now today, I'm not an end times guy. I can read the Bible. I understand what the Bible says. I know my end time's coming. I'm 71 years old. I know when my end time's coming. I don't know when it's coming. I know it's coming. But I had my house full last night of a bunch of little people under the age of 10. The house was full of them. They got a full life ahead of them. A full life ahead of them. But not if my generation doesn't rise up and understand the war that's raging around us. And let me tell you something. It is a spiritual war. Do you understand how much the devil hates the children of God? Do you understand that? Do you ever go to church and have your pastor talk about how much the devil hates not just God, but the children of God, those created in his image? And if we ever understood how much the devil hated those created in God's image, then we would understand the fierceness and the energy that the wicked one and his minions are putting into this destruction of everything Christian around us. I don't know if you saw this. Pull up, Flyflies. Number two, pull this up. Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Raining down Carolina. We got some rain. I was happy up here. We got some rain. I sent that to you, didn't I, Spencer? Number two, I got so wound up this morning. Maybe I didn't. I sent it to me. Did I send it? Yeah, I sent it to you. Oh, so look at, how about, you guys know what Lifewise is? You guys know what Lifewise is? Well, Westerville, they're going to throw it out of the schools. Meeting tonight. They're going to throw it out. Why? Because the Luciferians, those who don't serve the Lord, don't like that. They say Christianity is a hateful religion. It teaches hate, right? Christianity teaches us to hate homosexuals and hate. So, huh? Scroll down, Spencer. What's going on tonight? Westerville City School Board removing its religious release time policy. In other words, the Westerville City School Board, which is made up of 5 women, if I understand it right, nothing against women, but women and children will rule over you is what the scripture says. They're going to say, we're going to continue with tax-funded dollars, fund transgenderism education, homosexual education, but we're not even going to allow release time for the students to leave the school to learn about Jesus. You tell me we're not upside down. And I had a talk with J.R. last night because J.R. Harrison, that's his hometown. He's on vacation on Myrtle Beach. God bless you, J.R. I said, J.R., where's the church? Are the pastors organized against this? Please, Mr. School Board. Oh, please, can we talk about Jesus? We'll take him off campus. We won't try to bring it into the school. We'll take him off campus. Oh, please. Does anybody see the ineptitude of the American Christianity other than me? You guys, you see what's going on? I mean, do you really? Do you really? Does it really bother you? Let me ask you right now. Do you guys know right now they're talking about a port strike going in effect tomorrow where the guys in the port aren't going to load and unload food off of the boats nationwide? I didn't even show you that, Spencer. Just Google it and see if you can find it. What kind of strike would you call that, folks? Well, it's right out there in front of us. Port strike. Is it the ports that are going to strike? U.S. Coast port strike looms Tuesday with no talk scheduled. Dock worker strike could begin Tuesday. What does that mean? Yeah, it means they ain't going to load semi-trucks and they ain't going to bring food to your house. That's what it means.
They're already lined up.
Huh? Yeah, all you guys laugh. I got my family laughs at me. Hey, folks, are you going to Sam's Club today? You better get your ass to Sam's Club or wherever you get stuff. You think I'm kidding you? You think this isn't a confluence of things? See, here's what I think. I think the devil knows his time is short. That's in the Bible, you know. Could you find that for me, Spencer? What does it say that? He is in a rage because he thinks
Revelations 12.
Revelations 12. Thank you. Thank you. Is that Dale? Of course, it'd be Dale. Revelation 12. Which verse? And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They loved not their lives unto the death. Do you love not your life unto the death? Huh? Do you love your life more than you love your grandchildren's life? Is that where you are? Huh? You're not going to speak up and say anything because they might swat you down, and then they're going to have a world that your young children are going to become. They're going to become a prey in. That's what the scripture teaches. Therefore, rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them, and woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. You want to talk about end time prophecy? There it is in my mind. Right
but
there.
Coach,
it is.
Coach, go to the last verse of that chapter.
And the dragon was wroth with the woman. Wroth. I don't know. How many times in your life have you ever used that word? And the word, the devil was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. That'd be Gene Schroeder and R.L. Burgess. And that'd be Tim Tuber and Susie Baldwin and Randall and Joanne. And that'd be y'all. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, went to make war with the remnant of her seed. Not everybody, not all those churchgoers, not all those people that think you're crazy and took the jab and stand in line to do whatever the government, not those. No. For the remnant of the seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's what I'm seeing. I ain't seeing no rapture. I'm seeing that right there, baby. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to prepare you. That you better understand that what's about to hit America is going to be a cataclysmic battle between good and evil. We're right in the middle of it. And we finally have a remnant of people who are awaking and are ready to engage. And to understand this, that there is not one righteous government in the world. No, not one. Do you understand that? Somebody tell me right now, one righteous government, where a country where you could go, where there is a one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Can anybody tell me where there's one? There's not a one. There is not a one. Why? Because the devil's taking control of all of them. We vote into people. We vote into office people who are not of the Lord. They're not of the Lord. The churches withdraw and don't get involved and let them come in and teach homosexual and degeneracy and cut off the ding-dong of your little grandson. Well, maybe not your grandson, but your neighbor's grandson. So it's not your mailbox. You're okay with it. And then you want to just try to sneak the gospel in through LifeWise and, oh, well, five women on the board. So, well, no, we can't have that going on. Christianity teaches hate. Teaches hate. I'm wound up today. Why? Because I was awake at 3:33. I couldn't go back to sleep. I couldn't go back to sleep. Hey, Spencer, pull that up there again. How much rain did they drop? 30 inches of rain in one storm? What's 30 inches? That? How many 5-gallon buckets would be in 30 inches? Two? And they pour that and drop it down. And we saw bridges washed out. We saw everything washed down. And we got an element of Christianity. And said, well, Jesus is about to return. No, I'd say the devil, time is short. And he's coming down with great wrath. Would anybody disagree with me on it? That's what I see is going on. We're taking the absolute. What would you think? First of all, let me back up. The churches in the Westerville School District, you would have thought that they would have already fought to have Christianity back into the education of the children. You would have thought. And now the school board is so brazen that they don't care. They don't care. What percentage of Christians are there in Westerville, Ohio? I don't know. Factor in the church. I don't know. 60% maybe? 60%? The 60% have to sneak their Christian children out during the day to local churches to inoculate them with Christianity. in the 0.4% transgender community has their place at the table right in the middle of the friggin' school. I'm just telling like it is. I got so much. Just hang on there. I got so much. Go ahead, Roger. Now your hand's going to bust. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Westerville schools is an example of how it happens. You know, this just didn't pop up, you know, a week ago. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This issue has been stirring in Westerville for at least a solid month and a half at meetings and so forth.
Because the non-Christians stood up and pushed back while the Christians, please, can we have life-wise? Please, go ahead, Roger.
And no, that's kind of my point. Seldom does this just boom, does it happen. But in the last month and a half, I don't believe there was any involvement of the church or lay leadership to push back and to stop it. You know what I'm saying?
So, Roger, they have a school board meeting tonight.
Ongoing.
Do you think their decision's already made, Roger?
Oh yes, their decision.
Right. We could put a million people in that school board meeting. They've already made up their mind.
You know, there might have been a shot a month or so ago when it was stirring a little bit, but at this point, they've made the decision. It would be the Lord moving to reverse it.
Roger, wouldn't this be like a $800 billion lawsuit?
Well, it'll be interesting. Because relief time is allowed, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
It's been the Supreme Court has already ruled on this, so it just will have to decide how Lifeway or what their decisions are. But, you know, if they are successful here, it's going to spread. They're going to start pushing Lifeway out everywhere.
That's right. I can use a few of those bucks. I want to send them my way for a lawsuit. Viewpoint discrimination, right? Look, they bring homosex into the school. And Lifeway just, please, can we have the children? Oh, we'll let them choose on their own. We won't force it on them. And now they said, now the school board is saying, or somebody is saying, that what 70% of Americans, 60% of Americans believe can't be taught. Can't be taught. We have to teach butt sex. We have to normalize butt sex. And Christianity speaks against butt sex. Why? Well, we can't do that. Because we're Christians and we're loving. We're concerned about everybody and God loves everyone. You see, folks, this all emanates in the pulpit. It all emanates in the pulpit. And I asked JR last night. JR is down in Turtle Beach, as I said. I call it Turtle Beach. JR is down there. I said, JR, is there any organized opposition to it? And he kind of hemmed and hawed. Of course not. I said, am I supposed to go walk into that den of thieves, that den of lions? Am I supposed to walk in there and then try to fight for everybody? Where the hell are the pastors in the community? Where are they? Maybe some of them will show up tonight. You know, there ought to be 10,000 Christians in that meeting tonight. Go ahead, Jeff.
Coach, they destroyed John Freshwater, $1.3 million to ruin his life, run out the FCA out of the school.
That's right. They ran me out of London.
The superintendent was a Nazarene. Let it go on. The Nazarene campus next door, the Nazarene church next door to the school. Guess where they're having Lifeways now? Nazarene church.
Oh, oh yeah. Suck them in there. Huh? Oh, my goodness. Glenn.
Yeah, I've been to a few school board meetings at Westerville. I live right on the edge of Westerville. I have a Westerville address, but we pay school taxes to Columbus. So I'm in the Columbus City School District. But the suburb of Westerville is very liberal. If you drive around some of these subdivisions, you see a lot of Biden, you see a lot of Harris and signs, and also they to vote yes on issue one. That's the redistricting issue.
That's right.
And so it doesn't surprise me. When I was going to school board meetings there, they instituted a thing where you had to sign in and state what you wanted to speak about, because they didn't want any surprises. You know, and there were a lot of, I think at the last meeting, I saw a lot of red shirts. So I mean, I think there were a lot of people there that were, you know, in favor of keeping LifeWise in there, but that school board is really liberal, and they're going to run them out.
I'd like to hire me a lawyer for about $100 million. How can they possibly in the United States block that? They've give release time to anything. They gave release time to the Muslims, didn't they? Huh? Oh, my goodness. Johnny. Roger, your hand's still up. I don't know if you want to come back in. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah. Good morning. I had such a hard time getting my head around it, homosex. I mean, I grew up on a farm. Animals, people, animals don't even behave like that.
No.
Think of that.
Amen. 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 Why? It's against nature. It's against nature. Folks, it's against nature. By the way, that's what P. Diddy and all those guys are doing, huh? It's against nature. They're the ones behind it. Oh, Hollywood's behind it. I could go on and on. Proverbs 18. Come on in, brother.
Thanks, Coach. Yeah, I think we need to start holding these pastors accountable and telling them that cowards will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen, baby. The problem's the church. The problem is the church. It's the church. Can I show you a couple clips here? Let me show you a couple clips today. I'm telling you, I had an ominous sleep last night. Are you looking at me? It's going to be so bad. And it's going to be so good. Come on, baby, make it hurt so good. Sometimes love don't feel like it should. Boom, boom. God makes it hurt so good. It's coming. It's coming. I'm telling you. And I asked my wife this morning, of the people that I know, dear friends that I have, how many have any food or water stored? Would you guys think it's what? Would it be 25%? Do you think 25%? I'm not just talking about some food on the shelf. I'm talking about enough food to feed your entire extended family. How many people do you think that is? I'd say not very many. Not very many. And so what's going to happen is you're going to see, I'm just telling you, you're going to see roving gangs. People are going to be hungry. You're going to be hungry. Folks, do you have any idea the devastation that took place down in, where the heck was it? Pull up hurricane relief. I know some of you saw this. I know you guys know. I know you got it. Look, we've done this before at Past the Salt Ministries, Coach Dave Live. We always go to the disasters and we're organizing to go through here. Do you guys understand? You pick any neighborhood where you live and imagine it was, boom, wiped out. Any neighborhood. Why was it wiped out? 58 inches of rain. 58 inches of rain. Pull this down a little bit. Huh? Look at, just play that. Play, folks. Hey, this ain't natural, baby. This ain't natural. Chimney Rock, the village disappeared. Those people went to bed on Friday night, and Saturday night they didn't have a bed. Weather manipulation. Oh, they call me a conspiracy theorist all you want to. This never happened ever in history, ever. Go down another video. More than a thousand people are unaccounted for. What about this picture? Let's look at this one. What's this one all about? Imagine this being your house, huh? Go to the next one. Oh, what's this? What the heck's this? Why, trees and other debris on the roadway in North Carolina. Hey, who's going to clean that stuff up? That's the kind of stuff we do when we go do hurricane relief, by the way. Huh? Folks, this is real. These are real people. Real people. Look at that. Look at that. Dare I say it? MAGA country. MAGA country. Yeah. MAGA country. Get those boys. Get those white Hill Jacks, those deplorables that Hillary talked about. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't have to believe it if you want to. You don't have to believe it. Coming to a city near you. George Howard, come on in, George.
Yeah, from what I was hearing, with all the ports supposedly that are going to be closing, they're saying that for every day all the ports are shut, cost us a week. So if we go more than a couple of days, you're talking a month behind.
Man, man, oh man, folks, you better stock up. I'm telling you, you better
stock up. You got to stock up.
Michelle and I are talking this morning. I first thing this morning, I said, we're going to Sam's Club. Wherever you want to go, we're going and we're stocking up. Right?
Better stock up. And this is, and it's called HARP. It was a military thing that they did way back when, but yeah, oh, this is not normal. This is not normal. No,
they wouldn't do that, George. They wouldn't do that. That's our government. They wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Mark Trump. There's a guy who knows something about it right there. Come on in, Mark.
Well, I'd love to go into that. That's a whole other show, Coach. Maybe we can do that. But I'd like to point out the link I put in chat. So this past weekend, I went to a friend's house. He was diagnosed with prostate cancer. Okay. Before this big surge of rain, he was on his way to the hospital to get his scans. He couldn't make it home. Those are pictures of his home. So that river, I was just there this past weekend, was down at normal level. It rose 31 feet, Coach.
It rose 30. Now, folks, feet. Mark, hang on a second. Folks, look at the stuff that's on your screen right now. That's debris. That's logs and limbs and stuff.
Yeah, there's his. That's his neighbor. That's his neighbor's home. And when you see his trailer, that's his trailer. And it's up on a hill. You would walk past his trailer on the right or left side and drop down about 20 some feet to the river. And we would play horseshoes down at the river, Coach. It came all the way up and you can't see it. This is about a quarter mile wide at this point. And everything's gone in his campground. He was on a high spot. But then you got Asheville and these other cities that are just leveled. So God's people are in this, you know, in the world. Yeah.
It wasn't normal. It wasn't normal, Mark, huh?
Well, this is what I'd say. I'll give you something local. I'll give you something cosmic. Okay. Yesterday, I'm out here cleaning trees that fell off the road. I was on the road like this weekend cleaning trees just so we'd have passable roads. My neighbor, she don't have power up the hill. They finally got power, their generators and their driveway opened. And I said, yeah, and Craig Botetourt, our power company, don't work on the weekends. Mm. All right. You know, and this is what she said. She flipped it around and said, oh, I'm so happy they have a work-life balance. And my head about came unglued. Right. So you have liberals that'll take any comment, any opportunity for the government to do right. You point out, well, they don't work on weekends. So we've not been touched. I've been out of power ever since.
Have you really? Know?
Yeah, I'm still out of power. Now, the cosmic thing, Coach, is this. God is the weather machine.
He is.
Okay. Now, years ago, I don't know if you can tell the energy level of this earth and the people on it. All right. We're hitting a crescendo. We're hitting a peak, a convergence, all the feasts, all the spiritual things. Judy's telling me this feast and that feast and tabernacle of this and that. These are convergences of energy and spirituality on the face of this planet. All right?
Yep.
And I think the earth's slowing down. And, you know, it's not a conversation. It's welcome in a lot of places about the earth spinning. But, oh, well. When the earth doesn't spin properly, all of this turbulence happens. Now, what would cause that? Another planet coming in. Another convergence. Y'all know we got another moon in the atmosphere?
Yeah.
Well, don't y'all think that's got a part in the weather? What does the moon do now? It does the friggin' tides. There are forces way bigger than us, Coach. So just don't limit yourself to the evil forces of Satan by his people on the planet. You got to think about his understanding of God's clock. It's going tick, tock, tick, tock. And it's going to have a finality, Coach, regardless of us little ants. So think bigger. I would encourage each of you to draw closer with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All right?
Yes.
And take care of yourselves. Take care of your neighbors. You know, stop the wild goose chases out in the world. There's plenty at home. Okay? Amen. Love one another.
Amen. Amen. Can't argue with any of that. Craig, come on and piggyback off of that.
Well, I'm just going to agree with what Mark's saying. And, you know, like I said, it's a conversation to have. It's not an argument. I'll find it, or you can look it up. There's a report in the French news that we've shifted our position equatorially. In other words, the trade winds have moved up 150 miles. So you're asking, why are we getting all these significant hurricanes? Well, it's raining in northern Africa. All right. The desert. It gets no rain, and now it's getting rain over what? The last month. Go look and do your research. Well, guess what breaks up hurricanes? Dust from North Africa. Well, guess what? Didn't have many hurricanes, did we, this year? Just started having them recently. Yep. Well, there's no dust coming up from North Africa. So guess what? You have nothing to stop the formation of hurricanes. And now they're coming one after the other. That's the cause and effect. Mm. So that's not being manipulated by man. Now, can man move and help push certain things certain ways through HAARP? Absolutely. I'm not going to disagree with that. But you're going to tell me we're going to generate one of the largest, widest hurricanes in the last 100 years? Now, we might shift it and put it places, but you're not going to create it. This is the finger of God and the judgment of God. 2 years ago on September 26th, I said, boy, we better repent as a nation or we're going to fall under the judgment of God. Do you know what day that hurricane hit Florida? September 26th, Thursday. And God's saying, if you're not going to come to me, I'm going to break you and you're going to come in repentance. Because the things that you thought that were and guaranteed and that you can control by man, guess what? You ain't got enough resources to control the judgment of God. And it's just like that guy Harari. You know what that guy Harari says, the Jewish gay dude that goes to the World Economic Forum? You know what he mocked God? He says, guess what? We have desalinization. Burn it on. Bring your droughts on, God, from the Old Testament. We got water from the Mediterranean. Mm. What mockery. And to a certain degree, we are no different because what? We have not repented and turned from our wicked ways.
So bring up number five for me real quick here, Spencer. Thank you. Thanks, Craig. Bring up number five real quick here. I'll get you Paul and Dale, Elizabeth. Hang in there a second. You ready? Play this.
But he can't. So he kills babies because he knows it wounds the heart of the father.
Absolutely.
And causes chaos on the earth. You see, abortion is actually the sacrament of Satan. Because abortion says, you must die so I can live. But Christ says, no, I must die so you can live. And chooses to enter human history in a uterus of all locations to redeem mankind from their sins. That's why it uses the same holy, holy words. This is my body, but with the opposite blasphemous meaning. Do you think it's a coincidence that the central phrase of the entire abortion industrial complex and the culture of death today are the same words of our Savior at the First Communion, this is my body? And because Planned Parenthood is not only the largest abortion provider in the world, they're the largest provider of transgender drugs. They call both of those mutilations healthcare. Did you know this? What do they call transgender surgeries? Gender affirming. What do they call abortion? Reproductive. Right. They call them both healthcare. And so if they can't get the babies in the womb, they'll get them outside the womb. They defend both practices using bodily autonomy arguments. Mm-hmm. This is my body.
Yeah.
It is not a coincidence that the argument for abortion is quoting the words of our Savior. Abortion is.
Wow, huh? That is a deep boom. That is a deep boom. Glorification of self. Dale.
Yeah. Put that in the chat.
Put that in the chat.
Good. Yeah. There's a lot to say. We just did a feeding last night because we just had a storm here like 2 weeks before that storm. And in my son's neighborhood, there were several hundred homes that were flooded. But coach, this is crazy because we have to follow this stuff. You know, it was almost a week and a half that there was nothing to see, but they knew, they said, something's going to form right here. And coach, we've never, as we follow the news, we've never, and I look at my son, David, and I'm like, what the heck are they talking about? What are they talking about? But these storms, what happened going up in there is that these storms move so fast when they came through Florida. And it's not that Florida didn't get hit by it, but the normally the energy of the storms dissipates once it hits. It slows down when it gets. So that's why you get real bad damage. Well, it did. These storms went so fast that they remained a Category 1, Category 2, 1,000 miles inland. And that's exactly what happened. And these cities, excuse me, are not the buildings are not built to withstand that kind of stuff. I'm sorry. When you dump 15 inches of rain over a 50 mile radius, you're going to get 30 feet of water traveling down the hills. Now watch this. I was talking with Flip Benham and Fox News, not the local Fox, the national Fox News did a piece on New Orleans. Our crime rate has dropped. Our crime rate has dropped drastically in New Orleans. And trust me, it's not the mayor. They're indicted. The police chief is indicted. But, Coach, murder of innocent babies has ceased in the state of Louisiana. We're becoming one of the more peaceful states. He said abortion in North Carolina has quadrupled. People in Tennessee, people in Georgia are all going into North Carolina. And where did these storms really hit? The quadrant of Tennessee, North Carolina, and Georgia, where abortion has quadrupled.
God is like, bloodshed follows bloodshed. Doesn't the scripture say that?
You remember what was on the back of my trailer? God's got more disasters than FEMA's got relief.
Amen, Dale. Wow. Beth Yates.
Gonna kind of follow with that. Let's remember that the Vanderbilts built the Biltmore House there in Asheville. And we all know what, you know, what they're involved in. But yeah, I fully agree that we, as a Georgian, I know that we get so much pushback anytime that abortion is mentioned because people still want it. Mm. And we've got to change people's hearts. It's not going to stop unless we can change their hearts.
Well, Beth, I agree with that to a point, right? You stop murder by executing murderers. That changes people's hearts. We need enforcement of the law. That's what we need. We need public hangings.
Yep.
That's what I think. That'll change people's hearts.
Mm-hmm. Another thing I recently learned of the possibility of lithium being under Asheville. And I know that North Carolina is booming right now with lithium mines. So that's another very interesting thing to chew on.
You think, Beth, you think I could go down and pick up some cheap property right now, Beth? Think I could?
Oh, absolutely.
Pennies on the dollar, probably, huh? I could pick some pennies on the dollar down in that beautiful Asheville.
Black Rock.
Come on, dude. Say, Coach Dave, you are the world's greatest conspiracy theorist. You're damn right I am. Yeah, I am for sure. Jeff Nell.
Greetings, Coach. I like to talk about the weather out here. Yeah, we're getting high pressure systems, and when the storms come off the Pacific, it's bad. Now, the wind has picked up. We're having windy days more than ever. So this part of the United States is getting pounded in different ways. Thank you.
Well, if I gave Craig time, he would tell us it's the grand solar minimum, the shifting of the sun, our relationship to the sun. There's a lot what would I call that? Not geological, geometric, whatever. There's a lot going on up in the heavenlies, folks, a lot going on. And it's manifesting here on Earth, right? But I tell you this, there's a lot going on in the spirit, too. And I'm all concerned about what's going on in the spirit. Mark Trump, come back in, then Randy.
All right, Coach, fair and balanced in the chat is you got timing. All right, timing could be, let's look at the election. Did this storm happen because of the election? Or is the election happening because we're at a point on a timeline, like I was explaining? So you got these cosmic convergences. But the second thing is the fact that I worked for the company that made the direct energy weapons, that worked with Tesla to build HARP. And then they built, that was the audio HARP, okay? And they found they could do cloud seeding. And then they made a microwave HARP, Coach, the company I worked for. And then they made, laser HARP, okay? So they
the technology is real.
The technology is real. There's lots of patents. Just look up laser HARP patent and you'll see Google patents and you can trace the companies that do them. It's more than one. Each country has them. They've used them during the Japanese Olympics. These things are common. Now, what do? Well, they got to seed and have sand in the clouds so they can move them about. They can pump them. Okay. They can make them bigger, but there has to be a storm there. The circles that are created up in the atmosphere, okay, are coming from an electromagnetic field that's causing either, one, the Earth to spin slower than the atmosphere above it, so it creates these swirls of turbulence. And this is Genesis stuff. God separated the waters from the waters. That means if the inner and outer waters are spinning at different rates, you're going to have turbulence in the firmament, the area between. That's biblical. Okay, so think about now an entry of a moon. Think about the cosmic forces. Think about the pumping storms with cloud seeding. So I agree with Craig, but I also agree to be vigilant. The technology is real. Okay, did they use it in this case? Maybe. What if they used it to try to stop it and it made it bigger? They're like doctors and lawyers, Roger. They're practicing, aren't they? They're practicing with this stuff, Coach. They don't know.
They don't know. Yeah, man. Well said, man. But the technology is real. So a gun can be used for me to kill a deer, or it can be used by a criminal to kill me. So it's not the gun. It's not the technology that's evil.
Amen.
It's what they do with the technology. Wow. Randy.
Yeah, Mark, thanks for the balance, brother. I appreciate, you know, Coach, we have to stay in balance here, you know, because we can go off to the extreme on both directions. So, you know, we understand technology enough to know that, they are manipulating this and evil can do anything when it gets technology. But here, let's go back 2,000 years ago when Jesus, he walked on the water, Coach. He walked in a storm. Let me just share this with you. He just got through feeding 5,000 there in Judea, okay? God already told him, you're going to go across in the Gentile world, and you're going to go across there, and you're going to feed 4,000 there. I want him to see the reality of me and everything, too. So he knows it. So he tells him, go get in the boat. You guys go on across the lake, and I'll meet you on the other side. So here comes the storm up. That was probably before there was any technology, I'm pretty sure. I mean, Nimrod was still, he was off the earth. But, Coach, we can't let the technology throw us out of doing the will of God, okay? Amen. In other words, how did Jesus deal with it? He walked in the storm. It didn't faze him. They couldn't even row. They were staying in place. They couldn't get across to the other side. The will of God, Coach, is getting ready to take his glory over into the other side of the Gentile world. And guess what? Evil comes in and evil says, no, we're stopping this. It's just like it does today. And he said, told him, you know, he proved to him he was God again. He showed him he had authority over the weather, over the earth. Why, Coach? Because in Romans chapter 8, God says the sons of God have, they are the ones that's going to loose the creation from its bondage.
Amen.
Coach, do we even understand that? Do we believe it? No. That, my point is, Coach, at some point, as men of God, women of God, you're going to have to stand in your driveway when that tornado's come into your house. And like Dale has done down there in New Orleans, and he said, you go around, you go up, you get, I have authority over you. I'm bigger than you in the spiritual realm. Coach, we have to, now there's balance for you, Coach, right there. In the midst of all this, the man of God, the people of God should say, it's all good. If I got flooded out, God will bless me. I'll be come back. I'll be strong again.
Amen.
Nothing stops the people of God, Coach. Nothing.
Amen. Amen.
That's I see great opportunity.
Oh, even with the president, I say that all the time. God brought,
he brought Joseph out of prison and he saved the world. I mean, you can't keep us down if we're real.
That's right. The boat's going to get rocked. That's all I'm telling people. The boat's going to get rocked. We're going to make it through these rough seas, but you better get ready for a rocking. That's what I'm saying. Real quickly, this just hit me. Tim, I'm going to get right to you. Promise. Hold your thought. Psalm 105. I just flipped my Bible, and I came to Psalm 105. And I want to share this with you, and I want to start on verse 6. Oh, ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen. He's the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered his covenant forever. The word which he commanded to a thousand generations, which covenant he made with Abraham in his oath unto Isaac. And he confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, unto Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. When they were but a few in number, yea, very few, and there were strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. And moreover, he called for a famine upon the land. He brake the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with feathers. He was laid in iron till the time that his word came. The word of the Lord tried Joseph. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. And he made him lord of his house and ruler of all of his substance, to bind his princes at his pleasure and to teach his senators wisdom. Wow. And he increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. And he turned their heart to hate his people, to deal subtly with his servants. And showed his signs among them and wonders in the land of Ham. And he sent darkness, made it dark, and they rebelled not against his word. And he turned the waters into blood and slew their fish. And that land brought forth frogs in abundance in the chambers of the king. And he spake, and there came divers sorts of flies and lice on all the coast. And he gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in the land. He smote the vines also with their fig trees, broke the trees off their coasts. He spake, and the locusts came, the caterpillars ever without number. He did eat up the herbs in their land, devoured the fruit of their homes. He smote also the firstborn in the land, the chief of all their strength, brought forth also with silver and gold. And there was not one feeble person among the tribes. And Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. He spread a cloud, a covering, and a fire to give light in the night. And the people asked, and he brought quails, satisfied them with bread from heaven. He opened a rock, and waters gushed out, and they ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy promise. And Abraham, his servant. And he brought forth his people with joy, and his chosen with gladness. He gave them the lands of the heathen, and they inherited the labor of the people, that they might observe his statute and keep his laws. Praise ye the Lord. Vinny, that's a boom, dude. Boom. We're going over. We ain't going under. Tim.
So last week, we had at the junior high, a boy walking around rubbing the shoulders of other boys and rubbing their buttocks. And caused a little ruckus with a couple other boys. Teacher had to step in. And the boy pointed his finger at the teacher and went, bang, bang. You're the first person I'm going to come back and shoot.
Mm.
Yeah, he got expelled.
Of course.
And that afternoon he was out across the street from the school when the buses were being loaded up, pointing his finger at the kids going, bang, bang, bang. So Friday they had a school lockdown, had three sheriffs there locking the school down and doing their thing. So I'm sitting here thinking, wow, our little town just had a lockdown. And so we'll see what happens this week.
Well, Tim, maybe you can beg them to let you bring LifeWise in. Not force it on the children, but just be able to take some of those out. Just take some of them. Maybe you can get them to let you do that, Tim. That's how pathetic our response is, folks.
Yeah, it's just crazy, man. It's getting crazier every year.
Hey, Tim, what's wrong with murdering somebody? Who said that's wrong? Huh? Feels good, do it, right? My body, my choice. Huh? They're just living out the ethics that we're teaching them. Holy crap, folks. Thanks, Tim. Thanks for getting up. Appreciate you, man. Jack.
Yeah, the whole concept of balance is so, so critical. We got to be so careful not to take one thing and extrapolate something totally, totally wrong. The idea about what Mark and Craig brought to it and Roger were practicing. They're practicing. Mark, I want to ask Mark a question. About 18 or 20 years ago, when they were practicing how to steer an already existing storm, I believe that they moved a huge storm, grew it, because they were experimenting with steering it over Indonesia where there were huge fires going. And I think that was one of their early big practices, that they moved that storm that already existed, increased the intensity of it, and moved it over Indonesia to put the fires out, because Indonesia did not have the capability. It was going to burn most of the populated areas of Indonesia.
All possible. And Coach, the most at hand example that you witnessed was Mayfield, Kentucky. What's up with our exit? How come we got pushed out of there doing our work? By the government, Coach.
Not by the government.
Hey, I bet you it's a smart city right now. I bet you the infrastructure is state of the art. And I bet you if you look at deals that happened before that storm, Coach, okay, the people in charge of Mayfield, Kentucky, you look into it. Who owns it? Who's it run by? Wow. Right?
That's right. That's right. Craig, quickly, I got to get something. I got to get in here real quick. Go ahead, Craig.
Well, Pat, pass me back and come back when you want.
Okay. Pull up for me, Spencer. I just got to get this in real quickly. Pull up. It says, which one? Oh, my goodness. I lost. I didn't mean to lose. Oh, no, it's not that one. Oh, darn it. I just had it up on there. Is it that one? No. Okay. It says copied from Quincy Hustle's Facebook. You see that one, Spence? Yeah. Donna Hodge sent this to me. This, folks, this is out of Springfield, Ohio. Somebody found this on some Haitian guy. You ready? To white America, this is his Facebook. To those of you who feel inclined to comment on the actions and aspirations of Black community, I encourage you to maintain that same energy as we embark on transformative journey toward economic independence. We are actively engaged in purchasing properties, establishing businesses, and ultimately ceasing our financial reliance on existing systems that do not serve us. This is to white America now. We do not seek your approval or your partnerships. We require the space to operate without interference. Our goal is to achieve a fully self-sustaining economy. While your structures have historically benefited some, we've consciously decided to cultivate our own institutions and networks. We would draw inspiration from successful organized communities around the world and are building alliances with sovereign nations, members of African diaspora. We're determined to forge a future unburdened by economic dependence on white-dominated businesses or political entities. Didn't Coach Dave write something about this last week? The movement is a deliberate and strategic plan, not a mere reaction. Non-racist individuals among you are encouraged to acknowledge our humanity and support our cause. However, you must understand that our solidarity will be unwavering. I've devoted nearly two decades to this endeavor, acquiring certifications and establishing connections with over 1,000 manufacturers prepared to support our vision. We will uplift our communities and secure our economic future by employing our own people. And as we unify embracing the individual, why is the government funding these folks? As we unify embracing individuals of African descent from across the globe, including from Latin America, Muslim majority countries, we will remain steadfast against those who underestimate our resolve. This is not a jest. It is a serious commitment to reshaping our economic landscape. We will direct our purchasing power and create a robust, self-sufficient ecosystem that matches existing markets in quality, value, and sustainability. Preparation for potential challenges, we are strategically positioned and ready. Our collective diversity is our strength, and together we represent a formidable force. For those who view this ambition as a threat or a joke, I urge you to consider the name iHeru LLC will stand as a testament to our determination and success. Furthermore, I wish to address the broader issues of social injustice and economic disparity. If I'm to be silenced or perish, understand this. Our plane remains intact and our resolve unifying. When I'm gone, the stewardship of this mission will belong to leaders within our community, such as the Nation of Islam, Hebrew Israelites, and others who share our vision. We will mobilize all groups, reforming gangs, uniting militias, and creating a powerful coalition focused on empowerment, economic development, and community upliftment. We aim to address the needs of our veterans, ensuring that healthcare, mental health support, and sustainable living conditions are no longer afterthoughts but priorities. Instead of defunding the police, we will advocate for reform, proper funding, recognizing their role as protectors of the community while ensuring they understand who stands with them. White America, you claim to be patriotic, yet the presence of homelessness and suffering within your cities reveals a systemic failure. Ask yourselves, why do homeless white veterans individuals seek help in Black communities? Why is homelessness pervasive despite your historical, political, and financial power? The condition of our communities and challenges faced by veterans must be addressed. And if you're truly committed to this nation, then act with compassion and solidarity rather than hostility. Knowledge is indeed power, and contrary to past assumptions, we can read, we can understand history, and we will not be denied our rightful place in this nation. Instead of reacting with violence because you feel threatened by our economic liberation, I invite you to reflect on your own issues, those that have been perpetrated by systemic inequalities. The fabric of your society is intertwined with ours. We recognize that if we are pushed out, the entire system may fall. You wanted separation? Now let's have you fare without the contributions of the communities of color. The question remains, how long can you survive by existing with a structure built on exclusion and racism? Without resorting to violence and bloodshed, you cannot beat us. The only way you can stop us is with a gun because you're too weak financially and mentally to beat it fairly. Black people unite, cowards massacre. That is an inferiority complex in the white American belief system. But we're more organized than the KKK, the police department, the fire department, or any other organization. We are more advanced and unified, and now you're starting to see it. General Toussaint Quentin Rovature, Springfield, Haiti. Kind of makes you go, duh. We thought they just wanted to come here and start a new life. It's clearly deeper than that, isn't it, folks? Hey, these are the most unbelievable times in world history. Right now, I think. What a time to be alive. Thank you, Lord, for letting us be in the middle of it. May your name be glorified throughout all the earth. See you tomorrow.